All right, I am Kevin McDougall. I am interviewing Bill Burnett. It is March 4th. Bill, can you give us a little background of where you are from?
I'm from Dayton, Ohio, Oakwood. Grew up in the Oakwood area and all my life. And briefly after graduating from Ohio University, I moved to the Orlando, Florida area and pursued other avenues in real estate and trying to find out where do I want to go and how I'm going to pay the bills and all that sort of thing. So I migrated to Los Angeles, California from there, and additional studies, back to work and working in real estate and insurance and working for Procter & Gamble and kind of getting a feel for how the real world is away from school and seeing other types of business that I feel I'd like or modify it to make it that I do like it. So other than that, after staying in California for about 5 years, I moved back to Florida. And again, I was bouncing from company to company. You don't find the right shoe in the store. Mm-hmm. It takes time to try them on, see how you like them, and see how the temperature of the water is, pretty much.
So, Bill, you grew up in Oakwood. Did you go to Oakwood High School?
Yes, I did.
Okay. When you attended Oakwood High School, would you and your friends ever go to the Dayton Arcade? When you and your friends went high school, did you go to the Dayton Arcade?
Oh, yeah. It's a small school. There were 110, 120 in the class, and people from all around the local Dayton area had moved to Oakwood, and the school system is just the finest, in my opinion, in the area. But that's just my opinion. It was a great experience, a good learning experience of just getting along with the classroom environment and doing your homework and being disciplined and all those kind of things, get the grades and move on to other strategies.
What's your earliest memory of the Dayton Arcade?
It was a bunch of small shops, crafts. I remember an Oriental restaurant in particular that I'd go down to, and a family mom and pop type restaurant. The takeout orders and upbeat environment, and it was their son that was just finishing out of high school was working there, and he's in on PBS for a program called Simply Men, and he had helped his parents hands-on in the day-to-day Chinese food and how to prepare and how to greet customers and make change and work around the other businesses as they would grow into the arcade area. They would in turn grow and get more business.
Now, Bill, your dad and grandpa actually lived in Dayton. Is that correct?
Yeah. So my grandfather lived in North Dayton around the time my dad was born, but they moved to Oakwood and had a home built on Greenmont Avenue, a boulevard. And that's where Dad was impressed by all the new buildings. At the time, they were all new. Those were the days of 1925. It was when the movement took place. So it was just an exciting time.
And did your grandpa or dad ever tell you any stories or ever mention the Dayton Arcade to you? Did your dad or grandpa ever talk about the Dayton Arcade?
Have their own business?
Or did they ever just talk to you about
it? Oh, my dad worked out at the base on top secret airplane projects. I mean, there wasn't a day that it wasn't gone by that it wasn't aviation and that type of a discussion, whether it be at the dining room table or in the living room or whatever. But most of it, the top secret projects Dad worked on were fairly common because his passion was dealing with new airplanes and going from start to finish with the pricing and get all the details together and maintain a staff of people to do research on it. So that's what Dad did, top secret airplane projects. That's all I can remember. And the discussions were limited because I was swearing to be proprietary information and not to mess with it.
And then, Bill, the Chinese restaurant you were talking about, you were talking about that a little bit before the interview. Do you remember what your favorite item was from the restaurant, or what do you remember your order, what you would like to get from there?
Well, egg rolls were the quick in and out, but Mugu Gaipan is a Chinese dish I really liked, and get it here in the Dayton area with other restaurants. China Cottage is a Chinese restaurant here in town that I like very much and look forward to going.
In the arcade, Bill, there was different stores and boutique shops. They'd have like specialty items, small short stores that you were talking about. Do you remember if you would ever go there to buy shoes or get a haircut? Or do you remember why you would ever decide to stop in at the Dayton Arcade?
Not so much. Bookstores. I don't know, as far as the small shops, you still have to have cash flow for whatever business you're in. And throughout the week, you know, people can't, it's really a challenge to maintain a business during the week. During the day, you know, everybody else is hunkering down with their, you know, their job, their business, and going to an outside situation like the arcade, may have to consider other hours of the afternoon might be better, the morning, other than a cup of coffee and a jelly donut or something. It'd have to be a little bit of change of what you can offer, unless it's tailored to the on the road type customer that isn't burdened so much by the time frame of just do your job and do the best you can, and if you want to take a coffee break, just don't take a long one. Just break up the day and go get a cup of coffee. It's hard for me, even though I'm partially retired, and I get my breakfast in the morning and do what I have to do, and then it's keep on reading the Dayton Daily News and what's going on in the area and new movies and just what's going on.
So when you were growing up and you saw the Dayton Arcade, did you view it as something that was helping the town? Was it thriving, or was it something that was kind of dead? No one was really coming around to.
I think the takeout was one pursuit that seemed to be working on, and having the sit down by having the noon lunches and takeout. Some people, if they're working downtown or on a tight tight on time on the watch, may not be so apt to eat, and may take out whatever. But it just all depends. All different time frames.
Now, if you decided one day that you wanted to go to the Mandarin restaurant and to do takeout or even go to the arcade, how would you get to the arcade?
The arcade's a beautiful structure. It's wherever it would be, but right in the center of downtown Dayton. It's a very attractive structure, and it's weathered a lot of years and holidays and special events and right in the heart of the architectural the old Dayton atmosphere.
Yeah. Do you have any questions, Seth? Yeah, that's right. And then, did you hear about the current project with the arcade?
I've heard a little bit about it, but it's a friend of mine was an artist and did sketches on the Dayton Art Institute and schools around the area, did artwork with pen and ink and watercolor. And there was a packet of information that David Smith, that's the artist, would produce groups of it and have it for sale at places like Dorothy Lane Market and the Art Institute, I believe, even had some of his work. But those are mementos that come to mind.
So the University of Dayton has just committed $10 million to renovate the Dayton Arcade downtown. So do you think this is something that could bring people from outside of Dayton back into the city? Or do you think that this could just be another failed project?
No, I think it's something that many people like myself on the edge of the fence are anxious to have it come through and to move on. And the Dayton Dragons ball team, there was a lot of waiting around to get the field together, get it sharp. Everybody just could hardly wait to see it. And it's a success story of filling every seat in the house, every ticket sold. Do the whatever has to be done to complete the project for the Dayton Arcade. The people will come. The people that have lived here a long time, like myself, or just people visiting, or other parents coming to visit their students at UD, a little trip down to the arcade in the downtown Dayton gives a feel for historical preservation and concern for holding on to it. So I feel that'd be a big plus.
Seth, any more questions from you? One last question for myself. If you could change one thing about the Dayton Arcade, do you think that they should have more restaurants, more retail stores? What do you think that the city of Dayton needs to make the Dayton Arcade successful?
I think if you have a variety of, say, three or four that would deliver fast food Chinese, a good breakfast location would be a big plus. And Italian restaurant would be good.
Yeah.
It's just so many different avenues you can go, but I think the Chinese, the Italian, those are just some that come to mind.
Bill, I just wanted to thank you for your time and letting us interview you. We really appreciate all the information you gave us about the Dayton Arcade.
I appreciate it. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you. Thanks, Bill.